there are two elements involved here. One, of course, is your stamp on this thing. And second is making some mileage for whoever you choose as your nominee. Two thoughts occur to me. One would be an announcement by you that you've invited you invited so-and-so to come to Washington and have a joint press conference later this afternoon. But that would be a tip-off that he's a nominee, but it would focus national attention on the White House to have a joint press conference with him. The other would be to call the reporters in your office with a little advance notice and put a call into your nominee on the telephone and let them televise that end of the call and perhaps even work out a way that with the signal corps that the voice of the nominee could be heard as he answers you over the telephone in your office with maybe an hour's notice. That also could be televised nationwide and focus attention on it. Since all the leaders who are here are ready to carry out whatever you wish to do, I don't believe that you have to go through any consultative process. They're just waiting for the word. Mm-hmm. And whatever the best, you know, if there's a national announcement that you're going to do something at a certain time, that will spread through this convention to the point where everybody will be in front of their television sets here and get the word simultaneously.
All right, that's good. Much obliged.
My guess is that I think you were right about not delaying this until after your nomination tonight. So maybe sometime late this afternoon at the proper time.
Okay. All right. Much obliged.
Right, Mr. President.
Bye.